At the Jasper campus of Bevel State Community College, this team is furiously practicing for its biggest challenge of the year, a shot at a national title.
In 1801, he was the first person to introduce precision machinery for mass production of muskets.
Yeah, Whitney.
That's right, and that's early enough to get you a bonus.
This is the Bevel State Scholars Bowl team, and to say that they're on a winning streak is an understatement. In competitions against other Alabama schools this academic year, the team has racked up 72 straight wins and no losses. The sponsor of the group is teacher Glenn Allen Bobo.
You can hear the comments between games. It's like, did y'all beat Jasper? No, they beat us again. You know, I hate losing to that Bevel bunch from Jasper, but they're so nice, it's hard to dislike them.
If you've never been to a Scholars Bowl tournament, it's a lot like a spelling bee on steroids. Contestants are hammered with questions from every imaginable field of knowledge, all while the clock is ticking.
Adam Penson, military history and some science.
Brian Dixon, human anatomy and space history.
Mike Cantrell, Bible questions.
Eric Williams, the best I guess would be mythology and science fiction.
Melinda Noblet, food questions.
Chris Pace, literature and fine arts are the best.
Paul Abbott, U.S. history and pop culture.
We really have pretty much all the bases covered. Chris didn't mention he's very strong with math as well. Brian also knows a pretty good bit of sports. Paul is amazing with pop and rock music, particularly from the 60s and 70s. He knows things that I don't, and I grew up listening to that.
The competition is a guesser's nightmare. If you hit your buzzer early and guess wrong, you get 5 points deducted from your team's score. This weekend, Bevel State will take their winning combination to the National Academic Quiz Tournaments, held this year in St. Louis. The team has been to the Nationals twice before and brought home third place and second place trophies. This year, they're hoping to bring the top prize back to Jasper.
It does matter how much sleep and how much rest you get and how much preparation. Some folks are superstitious like I am about it. They listen to the same music every night before the tournament or something like that.
Kind of like getting ready for a football game or a basketball game or something. You have those butterflies at the beginning, but once those first few questions are asked, you kind of calm down and get into your zone and go out and play the game like you're supposed to play.
But being a nationally ranked player in the academic quiz tournament field does have a major downside, these team members say. Namely, nobody will watch Jeopardy on TV with you anymore.
No, my mother won't watch it at all with me.
My family gets really aggravated because I go off on the tangent, some kind of obscure thing that I just picked up, and my wife, she's like, why do you have to tell me all that stuff? So it's just something I guess I'm proud of, because it's not every day that you get an opportunity like this to be with a group of guys and a gal that's of this caliber that you know go to battle with. It's basically what you're doing.
A devil's advocate might ask, though, whether an encyclopedic knowledge of facts automatically translates into success in the real world. But Glenn Allen says that may be beside the point.
As Dr. Larson, our physics instructor, said, it's one thing to go to college and learn what you need to learn just to do a particular job. But it's another thing to learn and become an educated person. And that, I think, is what I enjoy the most about this. These people know a little bit of a lot of different things that will give them the opportunity to go in a lot of different directions with their life. And that's what being educated is really about.
It's self-motivation. It's pure and simple. We do it because we love it.
We're our own cheerleaders, so we just pep each other up and cheer each other on.
But if Scholars Bowl teams did have cheerleaders, they might sound something like this.
We're the Scholars Bowl team from Bevel State Community College. You ain't gonna beat us when it comes to a test of knowledge.
Bevel State, Bevel State, Bevel State.
Jasper. Your bonus is name these castles from Monty Python and the Holy Grail for 10 points each. First, King Arthur decides not to go to this castle.
For WBHM, I'm Dale Short.
Thank you.
At the Jasper campus of Bevel State Community College, this team is furiously practicing for its biggest challenge of the year, a shot at a national title.
In 1801, he was the first person to introduce precision machinery for mass production of muskets.
John Whitney.
That's right, and that's early enough to get you a bonus.
This is the Bevel State Scholars Bowl team, and to say that they're on a winning streak is an understatement. In competitions against other Alabama schools this academic year, the team has racked up 72 straight wins and no losses. The sponsor of the group is teacher Glenn Allen Bobo.
You can hear the comments between games. It's like, did y'all beat Jasper? No, they beat us again. You know, I hate losing to that Bevel bunch from Jasper, but they're so nice, it's hard to dislike them.
If you've never been to a Scholars Bowl tournament, it's a lot like a spelling bee on steroids. Contestants are hammered with questions from every imaginable field of knowledge, all while the clock is ticking.
Adam Pinson, military history and some science.
Brian Dixon, human anatomy and space history.
Mike Cantrell, Bible questions.
Eric Williams, the best I guess would be mythology and science fiction.
Melinda Noblet, food questions.
Chris Pace, literature and fine arts are the best.
Paul Abbott, U.S. history and pop culture.
We really have pretty much all the bases covered. Chris didn't mention he's very strong with math as well. Brian also knows a pretty good bit of sports. Paul is amazing with pop and rock music, particularly from the 60s and 70s. He knows things that I don't, and I grew up listening to that.
The competition is a guesser's nightmare. If you hit your buzzer early and guess wrong, you get 5 points deducted from your team's score. This weekend, Bevel State will take their winning combination to the National Academic Quiz Tournaments, held this year in St. Louis. The team has been to the Nationals twice before and brought home third place and second place trophies. This year, they're hoping to bring the top prize back to Jasper.
It does matter how much sleep and how much rest you get and how much preparation. Some folks are superstitious like I am about it. They listen to the same music every night before the tournament or something like that.
Kind of like getting ready for a football game or a basketball game or something. You have those butterflies at the beginning, but once those first few questions are asked, you kind of calm down and get into your zone and go out and play the game like you're supposed to play.
But being a nationally ranked player in the academic quiz tournament field does have a major downside, these team members say. Namely, nobody will watch Jeopardy on TV with you anymore.
No, my mother won't watch it at all with me.
My family gets really aggravated because I go off on a tangent, some kind of obscure thing that I just picked up, and my wife, she's like, why do you have to tell me all that stuff? So it's just something I guess I'm proud of, because it's not every day that you get an opportunity like this to be with a group of guys and a gal that's of this caliber that you know go to battle with. It's basically what you're doing.
A devil's advocate might ask, though, whether an encyclopedic knowledge of facts automatically translates into success in the real world. But Glenn Allen says that may be beside the point.
As Dr. Larson, our physics instructor, said, it's one thing to go to college and learn what you need to learn just to do a particular job. But it's another thing to learn and become an educated person. And that, I think, is what I enjoy the most about this. These people know a little bit of a lot of different things that will give them the opportunity to go in a lot of different directions with their life. And that's what being educated is really about.
It's self-motivation. It's pure and simple. We do it because we love it.
We're our own cheerleaders, so we just pep each other up and cheer each other on.
But if Scholars Bowl teams did have cheerleaders, they might sound something like this.
We're the Scholars Bowl team from Bevel State Community College. You ain't gonna beat us when it comes to a test of knowledge.
Bevel State, Bevel State, Bevel State.
Jasper. Your bonus is name these castles from Monty Python and the Holy Grail for 10 points each.
For WBHM, I'm Dale Short.
Decides not to go to this castle, owning it to be a silly place.
Camelot.
Yes. Sir Galahad is resting.